This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, it's a funny expression. We use it a lot in television. You got a reporter on the ground. We're all on the ground. I mean, unless we're like taking a flight somewhere. Pretty much all of us are on the ground. Our buddy Craig Elston was on the ground in La Mesa.
Yes.
During this weekend's protests. Right there. He lives right there where, you know, people were basically marching past his house. He was on the ground. We're going to chat with Craig. First, though, this hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Tired of being tracked online? DuckDuckGo can help. They help millions of people like you take control of their personal information online. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Got a car fire on the southbound side of the 15, El Cajon Boulevard. That is sitting over to the right shoulder. Traveling on the eastbound 78, just before Broadway, we have reports of a stalled big rig picking up the slow lane. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, getting Craig back on the line is a phone drop for a second, so we will chat with him in just a moment. But, yeah, I mean, I'm seeing there's still concern this morning. Los Angeles is a place where they're worried about what could happen today. Woods, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of communities here in San Diego are still on edge. Even if you support the protests, I think most people support the general cause behind the protests.
Yes.
You're still worried. I mean, if things get out of control and it happens in your neighborhood, if it happens next to your business, that's a real concern.
Yep.
That has people on edge. I mean, yeah, you can support the protests. It doesn't mean you want your own business necessarily broken into, destroyed, looted. It makes for a tense situation here with what's going on.
It does, and it also leads to, you know, a lot of destruction, and somebody at the end of the day has got to be responsible for helping clean that destruction and pick that stuff up. It was why I was pretty moved yesterday when I woke up. And I know I was reading Craig's tweets. Adam, do we have him back on the line? All right. Hey, Craig, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Just like when you called yesterday, out walking the dog.
Yeah, there you go. So I had seen some of his tweets, and knowing kind of where he lives was right there. I mean, the way you described it to me yesterday morning was, yeah, I mean, you could pretty much hear everything that was happening. And then you heard, you know, the later the evening it got, it progressed, cop cars whizzing by. You heard what sounded like firecrackers that we now know were not firecrackers in your neighborhood. Just kind of take us through your weekend, Craig.
Well, you know, I mean, right. So I think my weekend was like many citizens of the United States, which is experiencing what is happening in our country and understanding there are some very deep and important issues that need to be confronted directly as opposed to being put under the carpet. And of course, how part of that will manifest is in protest, you know, the voice of the unheard. And that's what happened. And La Mesa was picked for a peaceful protest on Saturday afternoon. And I think if you saw the body cam video from the trolley stop last week, you understand why. And, you know, it's not George Floyd, but not everything has to be right. You know, wrong is wrong no matter what. You know, that afternoon, you know, again, I don't want to paint myself with any wider or thinner brush than need be. You know, that afternoon I walked down around the area of the protest, which isn't that far from my house. You know, it's walking distance. And everything was peaceful. You know, things were very peaceful. Things were very appropriate, I thought. You know, certainly I wasn't there when things escalated. And we saw the tear gas being used in the flashbang and, you know, rubber bullets and whatnot. And then later at night, you know, destruction, you know, after dark, you know, the La Mesa Village Shopping Center, which people in this town know very well, and it is adjacent to the city area where the police station is and the library and the post office and whatnot, got vandalized. You know, and there was some burning. A Chase Bank was burnt down. Vons was looted, which is kind of the biggest store in that shopping center. So, you know, as folks who have lived here for 18 years now, I think our family did what thousands of families did yesterday morning, which was turn up to downtown, turn up to the village, and say, "What can we do? You know, what can we clean? Give me a mop. Give me a rag, in my case, was give me some towels and some anti-graffiti spray, and, you know, let's get to it." And I got to tell you guys, I was so pleased and so proud to see how a community, and I know it's not just ours, I think it's every community, comes together at a time where things are fraught and where things are wrong, and how people, instead of turning on each other, come together and rally for a common cause, and that's what I saw yesterday.
It was inspiring. And Craig, I consider you a savvy media consumer. We've worked together at sports stations. We've worked together at a news station on the radio. A lot of people criticize the coverage of what's going on, saying you're over focusing on the riots and the destruction and the fires, and not enough on the peaceful protests, not enough on the people who are cleaning up. And while I think there's a point to that as well, I also would argue that, well, but you can't just ignore, you know, the public safety hazards of fires burning and, you know, protesters and cops clashing. I mean, that's important information as it's developing. What did you think of the coverage that you've kind of seen and heard of what's gone on here in San Diego over the weekend?
Yeah, it's obviously a question that makes you wrestle. Ben, because there's no one easy answer. And I will say, just as an example, I was watching a local news station yesterday that had a couple of cameras walking around through the protest during the afternoon in downtown San Diego, for the most part with their mouths shut and their mics open, allowing people to, almost as if they were there, to experience what was happening. And I think that type of coverage is extremely responsible, because it's really putting you there. As you said, Ben, you have to note the violence and you have to note destruction. And it's, you know, listen, it's big news in our city that there was vandalism in our police station, and that there were rocks thrown at the library, and that the Vons was looted, and that the makeup supply
Banks
store that's next to the Vons was destroyed. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's huge news in our city, and it is absolutely relevant and important to report. But the peaceful protests are just as important to report, to show the peace, to show people doing the right thing. And I think there's been a lot of examples of that over the last 24 hours, and just not enough. And, you know, the one other thing I'd just say to that, Ben, is that the world is a lot different when you get off your phone. And that's truly what I experienced yesterday, was, you know, Saturday night being at the house, listening to, as Woodsy said, the cop cars flying down the 125, listening to firecrackers in the distance that aren't firecrackers. And then looking at your screens, looking at your Twitter feed, looking at your social media, it's going to be a really, really dark place. But going out yesterday morning and being with my community, you know, being with the fellow La Masons, I felt that spirit and that pride and that communality that reminds us all of the great Mr. Rogers quote, you know, in times of trouble, look to the helpers.
Yep.
And the helpers come out.
No, it's interesting, too, because I, for as much as I saw Hey, you know, do you, this is you know, ruining the message, and you're, you know, you're just destroying our city. Man, the next morning, it was just everybody coming together and saying, all right, how do I help? Like, we get it. Like, I think so many people understood why some of the things happened, and it was more of just like, okay, I mean, this is what happened, and now we've got to move forward and go out there and just clean up our city and get the graffiti down and pick up bottles or whatever it may have been. I thought that was really refreshing. It's very much a testament to the people of La Mesa and the people of San Diego that so many people were like, all right, well, I mean, this happened, and now we've just got to go handle it. And they did. You didn't see a lot of, you know, for lack of a better term, pissing and moaning about it. It was just more of like, let's just go do it. Let's just go handle it and clean up. And I just loved that. I loved that attitude. And because I think, you know, our country is nothing without being able to protest. We're nothing. I mean, you know, we're a dictatorship if we can't protest. And obviously there are ways to protest and there are ways not to. But I just loved how everybody came together, Craig, and just kind of sacked up, man, and went out there and took care of business.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I want to publicly tip a hat to you as well, Woodsy, because you called me yesterday morning, and I know you guys couldn't make the trip out here to East County, but you absolutely did with a contribution. And retroactively, that table of cleaning supplies that I stepped to and used, like so many other folks did in our community, you helped pay for that. So
that was my pleasure, man. Yeah. I wish I could have done more. You know, it was the argument in my home yesterday. And my wife's right. At the end of the day, she's absolutely right. But her being pregnant, you know, I can't be running around out there protesting and, you know, like cleaning up garbage. And it's for the good of my family. But, man, did it irk me yesterday that I couldn't be down there with you. I really appreciate you doing that, man. And just it really spoke to me yesterday. It really did.
You know, there's another thing I'd like to bring up, which is that as we spent a couple hours downtown and really by 10:30, 11 a.m., everything was just about cleaned up. You know, La Mesa volunteers were out there at sunup on Sunday morning. But so many people, guys, that we bumped into, that our family bumped into, because we were driving down there saying, listen, we're going to clean, but, you know, to our 8-year-old son, and kind of a reminder to ourselves saying, you've got to be vigilant. There might be people without masks. You know, there might be people who's got their heart in the right place.
Yeah.
Or could be asymptomatic and not know it. You have to be strong. You have to be vigilant. You have to be thinking about your distance. And everyone was on board. I mean, maybe I saw 5 or 6 people without masks, you know, and everyone else was doing the right thing. They were geared up and they were positive, you know, in a positive frame of mind. And it's so remarkable to think about the dexterity and the elasticity of our community bonds, in that we're stuck in a pandemic and then there's a riot inside a pandemic. And we still find a way to clean. We find a way to come together, to rebuild. And we do so in a way that we're all being responsible to one another and not trying to let a pernicious disease continue its spread. So I feel like people are a lot better in their heart than they're given credit for on a daily basis. And to see that goodness is a great message to pass along to our children.
Yeah, I think if there's one thing that I want to take from what Craig just was talking about these past 10 minutes, you can't just live your life on your phone. I know a lot of us are on it all the time, and it's an important tool. Can't really get by without it. But if all you do is look at your phone, yeah, it looked like the worst weekend in American history.
Right.
Pandemic, violence, looting, riots. It also was one of the best weekends ever of some of the, you know, most heartfelt people trying to change things for the better, helping out in communities, stepping up together, cleaning up, and doing all of that. And Craig, really appreciate you reminding everybody of that from your position on the ground. You're not floating above it. You're on the ground.
On the ground.
Which we appreciate. Thanks,
that's
Craig.
Hey,
Vinny, I got a couple.
Look forward to talking to you.
We'll talk to you Friday, man.
Talking about stupid TV stuff.
I can't wait.
Craig Elstein, on our SDCCU fan hotline, normally our TV streaming recommendations guy on Fridays. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune readers poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking, it's better.
Got a question for you from our man Donnie. He says, question for Ben with his radio hat on, knowledge of TV news. Why the lack of coverage these last couple of days? That was kind of a... That was kind of a it was almost overwhelming topic on especially local social media.
You know what? And I don't want to get too far off the reservation because I wasn't in the meetings deciding everything. I see emails and stuff. I can tell you this stuff.
Haven't a bunch of people been furloughed?
Well,
isn't there a lack of manpower?
Not necessarily, but I can tell you this. Like when we have like full team coverage, like when the wildfires are going.
Yeah.
To do live coverage around the clock takes about, you know, six or seven reporter crews out on the field, which is, you know, usually a reporter, a photographer, and maybe a producer. So that's 15 to 20 people. It takes a producer, a couple of backups in the station, a couple of managers who are coordinating coverage, assignment desks. You've got at least 10 engineers, a couple of different people taking feeds in the back. So that's about 15, 20 people at the station. Overall, at a TV station, it's going to take 40 to 50 people to do that. Right now, we're all working from home. We have maybe three or four people in a station at the time. Mm-hmm. It's physically impossible. We have to work all 24 hours just to put on those half-hour newscasts that we do at the end of the night and do the best coverage. I know we're streaming constantly, like our helicopter feed, what we could do, as much as we could do. I'm sure we wished we could do more, but during a pandemic, and we have procedures in place to keep everyone safe.
Yeah.
Company, you can't just throw all the company rules out the window during the pandemic and say, oh, but because news is happening, all of a sudden,
it's a bit hypocritical.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of in this time. Now, if there hadn't been a pandemic, I could almost guarantee you we probably would have been more, we would have had more crews out, everyone would have been live, but we're just not in the position right now, the staffing to go live 3 hours a day. If you only can have one or two reporters out on the field, you throw out to them, what do they do? Just talk for 2 hours?
Right.
Usually you have one reporter tosses to the anchor, who tosses to another, who tosses to another, back up to the helicopter. It's just not in place at the moment. And, you know, unfortunately that's the case. But I still think I was very proud of the coverage that my colleagues were able to provide. And while I know some people wanted more, and I totally understand that, also know that people were working very hard to get what they could on and get that information out socially. They were on social media. They were streaming. They were doing what they can. But live TV is not easy.
No.
And right now we're operating under very unusual circumstances.
It's like I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and, he said in his business, he goes, we can't just flip to the pandemic section, you know, and read about the proper protocols. Everyone's learning on the fly as they go. And obviously the news –
We've been told you're not allowed in the building. I'm not allowed in the building right now. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be working from home. It defeats the purpose if I go in. Well, that's the same thing. I don't have a reporter crew. I'm not supposed to just go out and, you know, start reporting on something. It's, you know, it's these weird times they're having an effect on all of this as well. So I appreciate the question though, because I saw that. I saw people I like, friends, who were like, where's more live coverage? Why aren't the local stations live? How? We're all trying to manage this at the same time. I do want to remind everybody, and I know it sounds a little weird, but it's time to party like it's 1998. It doesn't feel like party time. I get it today, but this is what we've called it, and it's something fun that Gwen and Chris are going to be doing each day at 5 p.m. starting today. They're going to be interviewing a different member of the 1998 Padres World Series team. Adam, do we know who the first guest is? I saw the list, and I don't have it in front.
Coffee.
Trevor Hoffman. Oh, well, that's a good one to start with.
Pretty good place to start.
So Trevor Hoffman's going to join Gwen and Chris today in 1998. Party like it's 1998, kicking it off, and then a different member of that team going to join them each day at 5 p.m. So I am looking forward to that. Try to look past the party phrase today.
Yes.
It's just, you know, like 2 weeks ago we didn't know we'd start this on the day that there's, you know, pandemic.
Fantastic timing.
What's going on? Yeah,
that's one of my favorite parts about when things like that happen. It's funny. There were, you know, the corporations. They check out on Friday, and then you know the weekend happens, and you forget. Oh, I've scheduled a bunch of tweets to come out. Like in the middle of everything going on, it's like, hey, this is Katy Perry's new haircut. Nobody cares right now. You know, nobody cares. You got to be very vigilant about what you have and the message that you're putting out there. At all times, really. But, I mean, especially when things like this happen. I thought that was an interesting interesting thing from the weekend that I noticed on social media.
All right, we've got 1 hour to go this morning. We'll have another on-the-ground reporter, Andrew Dyer from the Union Tribune, was downtown right in the middle of everything over the weekend, going to join us at 8:35. When we come back, though, Woods, Colin Kaepernick, has he essentially been vindicated in
right.
everyone's mind after all of this? I want to discuss it. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.